When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Wow.
This shouldn't take this long.
Welcome to the Weekend Update with Dave DeFore and Keith Parrish.
Every Monday on the Athletic NBA Show.
It did the same thing to me that it's intended to do to the world.
Ding, ding!
I have access to information that the public doesn't.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Keith Parrish for your weekend update. Coming up, the Thunder rolled. The Warriors' road woes woefully continue and the playoff race is crazy. Before we start, don't forget you can get this podcast no ads by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA show. The marquee matchups may be over, Keith. We got spoiled after the All-Star break. We had all these amazing weekends of basketball, and the NBA programming guys have waved the white flag to March Madness, and they left us with some scraps, I'm going to say. Some scrap matchups, a lot of inter-conference matchups that just don't mean a lot, but turns out we got some pretty good games. To me, the game of the weekend, Keith, we got to start in Oklahoma City. The Thunder are hot, 7-3 now in their last 10. They had the Suns come into town, and they pick up a huge win, 124-120, thanks to 40 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. A big-time 18-2 run late in the fourth really brought the Thunder from a 10-point deficit to a commanding lead, really, and they held on for the rest of the game. Huge win for the Thunder as they attempt to make the playoffs, not just the play-in, Keith.
Yeah, I mean, they find themselves not very far out, like a lot of teams, not very far away from that six seed. And this is one, I'll be honest, Dave, I was watching this game with some people online, virtually. I went and refilled my LaCroix, came back, and the Thunder were ahead by six. And I was like, what happened? And it was this Thunder team just keeps coming. And this was a huge win in this playoff race. They're playing a very, very, you know, like strong opponent. And you know, the Suns are thinking like, hey, we got to get down to business. Like, we know Kevin Durant, we hope he's coming back, but like, we had to get down to business. And it seemed like they were focused. They were ready. No one's taking the Thunder lightly anymore. Devin Booker goes off for 46. Like, Devin Booker's killing it. Chris Paul's playing well, and it doesn't matter. Like, the Thunder are legitimately good. And they are so tough to beat at home, and they just kept coming. And once again, it's Shai. You can't stop Shai. You can't keep Shai off of the free throw line. And when like Dort makes his shots, when Lu Dort gets it rolling, well, that's a team you're probably not going to beat.
That's right. You get 20 from Lu Dort, and then 15 off the bench from Isaiah Joe, who went on
a personal
7-0 run that forced a Phoenix timeout. And then during that timeout, Keith, on a Sunday, beautiful Sunday afternoon, I'm assuming in Oklahoma City, during the kiss cam, a guy proposed to his girlfriend, and I just can't. I mean, they say romance.
Any blessings to you and your partner for proposing on the NBA League Pass. If you pay for no commercials, you got to see it.
Yeah, shout out to those folks. But the Suns, look, they've got big issues, and this is sort of the drum that we've been beating, Keith, about this team. They've gone to the stars. And I'm not going to call them scrubs, but it's stars and guys who don't make much money. And when you do that, your depth issues are glaring. And for Phoenix, missing Kevin Durant after giving up the pieces that they gave up to get him, this is another one of those games where they likely win it if KD's just out there for 25 minutes.
Not even KD. I mean, they're missing DeAndre Ayton in this game. And you felt the wing depth. Like Josh Okogie. Okay, this game had two perfect players where I'm like, I can't believe those dudes were basically available to anyone who wanted them in the offseason. That's Josh Okogie and Isaiah Joe. Like, anyone could have had those guys, unless I'm misremembering something. Those guys were available. And like, if your team wanted them, you could have signed them. You could have, you know, offered them anything. But anyway, Okogie's like a great story of the season. He's really, really good. probably best served as a sixth man for this Suns team, but they have to have him step up into the starting role, and he does a good job. But like, now we're talking about a bench. If Okogie's been promoted, we're talking about a bench that's like not scoring the basketball at all. When you're you have buyout guys, you got Terrence Ross out there, you got Ish Wainwright, who had like the final shot to tie it and kind of quick shot, no dipped corner three. I don't know if that's what you want in a game where Devin Booker has 46 points. So like, yeah, you're right that the Suns' depth right now, it just isn't totally there. They're depending on, you know, Campaign and Landry Shamet. And like, that's not what a title contender wants to be, you know, depending on. And the Suns team, they got a lot of questions. I mean, like, the whole West is wide open. The Nuggets are stumbling. The Grizzlies have issues. The Kings are a juggernaut. Maybe there's no questions with the Kings. They just haven't been there since Vlade Divac was around playing. So it's like there's questions for this wide open West. And when it gets there, if Kevin Durant is lacing up that night, are we like, all right, cool. That's our favorite. I mean, I don't know the answer, but I do know the Thunder are tough. And the Thunder are playing like they want to be there, not even in the play-in. They might make the playoffs top six.
Yeah, and as of Sunday night, our recording, they are only one game behind the Dallas Mavericks. They're in the eighth seed right now, half game behind the Warriors. So they're only one game out of the actual playoffs. This is, for the next few weeks, Keith, our brain is going to be focused, I think, on the West play-in almost exclusively. It is the tightest race that you know, we've probably had in the playoffs in years, and it's 4-10. There's a chance that like the Lakers, who currently, after picking up a win on Sunday, they're only a game and a half back of the sixth.
Well, you
seed,
say,
Keith.
I mean, you say 4-10, that's going to be what's like fought over, but like, we're going all the way back to, you know, at least 12. Are we saying goodbye to the Trailblazers?
They're
the 13th team. Trailblazers drop another one. They've lost six straight. They're now three behind the Pelicans, but you have the Jazz, Lakers, and Timberwolves in a literal tie, and that's 9-11. The Pelicans are a half game back. And speaking of the Mavericks, can we transition to the game on Friday night? There weren't that many marquee matchups, honestly, this weekend, but Friday night gave us a literal playoff game, basically, of Mavericks and Lakers, and the Mavericks were in a tough spot. Kyrie Irving finally returns and plays this game. They need this win. They were almost about to fall, you know, under 500, and they get a miracle, Dave. Can we call it a miracle?
A Maxi Kleba game-winning three-pointer is a miracle. I'm just going to call it right now. Maxi Kleba drills a game-winning three at the buzzer to raise the Mavericks over the Lakers 111-110, and no Luka Doncic. And this is a must-win for both teams. The Lakers, Every single game now for the Lakers is a must-win, which is why their win over the Orlando Magic on Sunday night was so crucial for them,
right,
keeping their playoff hopes afloat. The Pelicans won big on Sunday. I mean, we're at the point where every single game for every single one of these teams is must-win, and this is where the play-in has just become such a huge success in my mind.
It's a success, absolutely.
And but the Mavericks, you know, they are just barely holding on. Kyrie and Luka kind of in and out of the lineup. Luka, the thought is that when he does get back, he's going to be healthier than he was, where he was basically playing on one leg for a couple weeks there. He looked run down. So as they make their push to the playoffs, in the mix there, Keith, we got to talk about the Warriors, who just cannot win a game on the road.
Before we get to the embarrassing Warriors, I just like to highlight once again about this Mavericks miracle. Like, the Lakers blew this game. I mean, the Lakers had this game won. They commit a three-shot foul up four at the end. Maxi Kleba, who averages 6 points, scores 6 points in like the final 10 seconds. That buzzer beater, he caught it with like 7/10 of a second left and got it up. Speaking of no dip three-pointers, like incredible shot. I know Luka Doncic is questionable for Monday night against the Grizzlies. That's another really big game, but like, I don't want to read too much into the injury report, but for that game winner, when everyone was piling on Kleber, Luka Doncic seemed to be walking gingerly to the dog pile. So it didn't seem like he was that ready maybe to play an NBA basketball game. But anyways, now, Dave, the embarrassing Warriors have lost 11 straight on the road.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Yep, including another matchup, what feels like the 50th game between these two teams this season. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Warriors 133-119 Saturday night. It's the second night of a back-to-back for both teams, Keith. And the Grizzlies, they pulled off a miracle 29-point comeback in overtime the night before against the Spurs. So for them to win this game is pretty impressive. And you got to think, if you're the Warriors, Draymond Green didn't even play in Atlanta on Friday night.
He was rested. Yeah, he got a technical foul vacation in that loss to the Hawks on Friday. You know he loves playing the Grizzlies, but not the best effort from the Warriors on Saturday night. Can I tell you my single favorite anecdote about this? This is the true thing. This is a true thing.
Okay.
The Golden State Warriors got beat basically by Jaren Jackson Jr., who scored 31 points and had 4 blocks in the game. He was the best player on the court. After the game, the Warriors enjoyed Jaren Jackson Jr. flavored wings from the Wings Guru in Memphis. How are you going to tell me it's not a rivalry if you're eating your opponent's special flavor of wings after the game? Feels like a rivalry, Dave.
How would you describe the flavor? Have you had these wings?
I've never had them, unfortunately. I'm sad to say I've never had them. There are Triple J flavored wings at the Wing Guru in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's what the Warriors team ate after they got their tails handed to them by Jaren Jackson Jr.
If anybody listening has had those wings, please let us know what they taste like, and maybe we'll get Keith to go down there and do a taste test. And then,
love to.
You know, but we got to talk about this game a little bit because Jaren Jackson was insane. 31 points,
monster.
4 blocks. But Dylan Brooks absolutely owned this game. His fingerprints were all over it. They were all over Steph Curry. Steph Curry had a miserable game, and Dylan Brooks straight up outplayed him.
It's a weird thing when you can truthfully say that Dylan Brooks thoroughly destroyed Steph Curry one-on-one in a basketball game. It doesn't happen very often. There's no comparing the resumes. Obviously, Steph's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. But for one Saturday night, Dylan Brooks went into the game fired up saying, I want to destroy Steph Curry, and he did it. And this season, Dylan Brooks has had some success, basically matched up with Steph Curry. Yes, they lost on Christmas, but, you know, where everyone saw it. But on this one, Dylan played well, made all 4 of his 3-pointers, which, again, very rare occurrence. Dylan's had a miserable shooting season, but he made a bunch of clutch buckets on Friday night in that 29-point rally against the Spurs. Then he made a bunch of big shots against the Warriors on Saturday. And I don't feel like these teams are done meeting, Dave. I know there's no more on the schedule, but it does feel like, are they on a collision course? Is fate going to align them in this first round and maybe a possible 3-6 matchup? It sure feels like it.
Yeah, that script is undergoing rewrites right now. It's getting punched up. They're just, you know, we're coming up with a Memphis player's got to have a podcast, and then that will solidify that deal. Yeah. We'll get that. And we'd be remiss if we ended the weekend without talking about the best team in the league. A team literally that is at this point, I think they stand alone in a tier of their own. And that's the Milwaukee Bucks. Picked up their 51st win of the season with a fairly routine Sunday victory for them over the Raptors, who, look, the Raptors, they held a lead at one point in this game, but it never felt like the Bucks were doing anything more than toying with them when things didn't go their way. The Bucks are just a juggernaut right now, and nobody is better on that team than Giannis. 22 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, another triple-double. Keith, this one didn't miss a single shot in the game.
Well, you know what he's doing, right?
Stat pad.
He's taking a page out of the Jokic book. Uh-oh. It's like, do I need to get a triple-double without missing a shot? Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. So he goes, 9 for 9. So I think this is Giannis making his late push. Yes, Jokic also had a triple-double as the Nuggets won on Sunday. Nuggets, again, been playing very, very poorly of late. They do salvage their weekend in the Big Apple. But yeah, Giannis was incredible in this one. And the Bucks, I believe they've won 22 of 25. They are a few games clear of their next closest team in the Eastern Conference right now. And like you said, you said it didn't feel like, you know, the Bucks were in danger. I thought they were. I mean, the Raptors have been playing pretty solidly, and I was like, all right, the Raptors are having a great game, and they're fighting for their lives, and they know they need to beat the Bucks, but the Bucks are just too much. And now, like, you got Chris Middleton back in the starting lineup. Bobby Portis is playing again. Like, these Bucks look special, and Giannis definitely, I mean, he gets the headlines as he deserves them, but man, the Bucks are fierce, and with this slide of the Celtics probably are, in fact, the clear title favorites right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, if they don't make the finals and everyone's healthy, that'll be the biggest upset of the season to me.
Before you wrap it up, I don't want Philly fans screaming at us. The Sixers have won 8 straight. Embiid is the favorite for MVP right now. So maybe Joel Embiid, James Harden, DeAnthony Melton, Tyrese Maxey will have something to say before we crown the Bucks coming out of the East.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show, folks. Thank you guys for listening. For Keith Parrish, I'm Dave DeFore. Keith, get out of here.
That Sixers thing was not a prediction. Ding, ding.